In the Gowers report, the government, which the government accepted, there was a number of recommendations for more flexible copyright, which would ensure innovation. And studies have shown that perhaps industries like Google have established themselves in the United States because there are flexible copyright laws which allow copyrighted works to be used in innovative ways. And yesterday, the Consumer Focus group identified copyright as the most restrictive in the world and pointed out that this was leading to a lack of innovation in the UK economy and therefore effectively job losses in the future, which are admittedly hard to identify because those innovative businesses have not yet been established, have not yet provided jobs. So I would like to know if the government is still committed to the Gowers process of liberalising copyright law to ensure innovation and future jobs.
I think that the case you made or described is not yet fully made. But it's one that the government needs to look at and to weigh up. Yes, we do have a stable policy and approach in this area, but it's one I'm absolutely sure has to strike a balance between proper protection of people's rights and property and the need to stimulate innovation and enterprise. And I can't give you off the top of my head where that balance needs to be struck perfectly. I can only offer you that as the sort of parameters within which the government will wish to reflect on this.
And a typical journalistic question, and that was a masterly opposition. Thank you very much.
To our second panel session. Can I ask